The FBI has now stepped in to help find a peaceful resolution to that showdown with armed protesters in southeastern Oregon who've occupied an empty building on a national wildlife refuge. So far, law enforcement has kept its distance.
Over the weekend, about a dozen armed militants took over that building near Burns, Oregon. The group says the federal government's land policies are overreaching and leave ranchers in poverty. They say that they support two local ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, who are heading back to prison today for setting a controlled burn on federal land. The leaders of the occupying group are the sons of Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher who held a high-profile standoff with federal agents last year over similar complaints. Ammon Bundy shared his view of the federal government on CBS This Morning.
And there's been some tremendous abuses. They've used the courts to prosecute and to basically take the land and resources away from the people.
Bundy also says they have enough supplies to stay for, quote, years and would defend themselves against any attack by law enforcement. We're joined now by Steve Grasty. He's the judge in Harney County, Oregon. Judge Grasty, welcome.
Hello.
First of all, can you give us the latest on this situation at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge? We understand that the FBI has become involved.
So I found that interesting as I listened to you. We've not been informed of that yet. This is a very fluid situation, and the Harney County Court, for your listeners, anybody that doesn't know what a county court is, you might think about a board of commissioners. But for us, we're trying to stay engaged. We're worried about public safety. But as of yet, this morning, we haven't had an update from law enforcement.
Oh, interesting. So there is a high degree of fluidity in this situation. I appreciate that a lot. But let me ask you, you live in a state in Oregon where about half the land belongs to the government, and many people do make their living off those public lands. Is there any part of you that has a sympathy for the argument that some of these protesters are making, that they say the government prioritizes things like environmental protection over ranching?
So personally, and I think I can speak for the county court in this as well, while the principles behind their arguments I think most of us agree with, we no way, shape, or form agree or condone, support the actions of these militia groups.
So let me just dovetail on that one second and ask you, because we're already hearing from some listeners who are wondering about this same thing. These groups frequently cite Waco and Ruby Ridge as possible outcomes if the federal government would indeed do any kind of response to take back the land or this portion of the wildlife refuge. Do you imagine that that is inhibiting what law enforcement might do? Because I'm wondering, if this were anything other than white ranchers, would the government go in more aggressively?
So, interesting observations on your part. I have no way of knowing what law enforcement will react. Our input will be that we keep this being non-confrontational. To this point, we don't see anybody on our side packing firearms, and we do on the other side. So our goal here is to keep our local residents safe, and that'll remain our priority. What law enforcement does will obviously be their call, but I would hope that they would not use any of those terrible examples you just cited.
And when you say your side versus the other side being the militia groups?
I suppose. We have no way, no communication, no conversations going on with the militia groups with intent. But our community, there is a mixed bag here. Is there a little bit of support? I suspect there is. And those principles you asked me about a minute ago, those are the kind of things that we worry about and try and deal with on a daily basis. We, being the county government and this community, trying to figure out how to deal with excessive government regulation.
Hmm. Yeah, Judge Grasty, in the last minute that we have here, tell me more about that. I mean, how are locals how are the residents of Harney County responding to what's been going on?
I think what we're hearing locally is most people are desiring these folks, Bundy and his groups, to leave our community. It's an interesting scenario that their very principles are that they think local control ought to take place, and our citizens are questioning why there's an outside group like this coming in and trying to put their values on top of ones that in many cases don't line up with local values.
Well, Steve Grasty is the judge in Harney County, Oregon. Judge Grasty, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.